During the latest Marinette City Council meeting, residents voiced their concerns about the possible relocation of City Hall to the UW Marinette Library. In response, Alderperson Rick Polzin emphasized the importance of sharing the full story with the community.
People really have to understand is there's $500,000 from the state that subsidizes any kind of repurposing of the UW Center campus buildings. That's $500,000 per building is kind of outlined by the administrator, John LaFave. So what that means to the City of Marinette taxpayers is that any renovation that would involve the UW Center Library would save them $500,000 in taxes. Now, one of the discussion points was that the timing of that might not be right or that there's some other issues with that. But shame on the Marinette City Council if they can't figure out a way to recoup $500,000 of state money to assist in the moving of the City of Marinette City Hall.
Ultimately, the council voted 7-2 to remove the UW Marinette Library building from consideration as a future City Hall site. Rick Polzin and Dorothy Kowalski cast the dissenting votes.
For those citizens that were unable to attend the ACC, came to the city meeting at the request of certain aldermen, and they made their case to not move City Hall. Well, it was a group of about 50 people that had a specific interest. None of those really speak to the larger objectives, I feel, of the City of Marinette taxpayers. 50 people should not be making major financial decisions or impacting major financial decisions for the City of Marinette. There were over 10,000 people that weren't in that room, and I think if I said to them, that decision just cost you $1 million on your taxes, that we'd certainly have more interest upon Marinette City taxpayers. There are things that are being manipulated by certain people to position things in a way that is not in the best interest of the city as a whole, their individual special interests.
In a unanimous decision, the council directed the Bolt Company out of Green Bay to create designs and cost estimates for building a new city hall at the former National Guard Armory on Mary Street, and to compare those costs to renovating the current Hall Avenue location. 17 residents addressed the council at the meeting, with all but one voicing concerns about moving City Hall to the Bayside Library property. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.